It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
We've only just begun.
Tuesday's local primaries have come and gone. The November runoffs are set. But don't think that people...
Political people
aren't looking ahead even further to next year's primaries and beyond.
We have big statewide races for governor, an open U.S. Senate seat, and some big congressional races. At this juncture, it still looks like Michigan Democrats are succeeding in their plan of avoiding expensive, bitter primaries in their big key races.
In the D column, Mark Schauer looks uncontested as the candidate to face Governor Rick Snyder. Congressman Gary Peters is in line to be the Senate nominee without a fight.
This week in northern Michigan, retired general and former Kalkaska County Sheriff Jerry Cannon announced plans to challenge Republican Congressman Dan Benischek.
Right, and this is one of the Democrats' biggest hopes for a pickup. Michigan's first congressional district is one of the state's very few true toss-up seats. The campaign arm of the House Democratic Conference is already airing radio ads in northern Michigan.
The first is considered winnable by the right, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, conservative Democrat. And Democrats think their chances in this seat actually improve next year without President Barack Obama at the top of the ticket.
And if we head further south, Democrats are hoping to make a race of it in the 7th Congressional District and take out incumbent Republican Tim Walberg.
Walberg succeeded in having his two political nemeses drawn out of the new 7th in redistricting. Battle Creek in Calhoun County, home to Joe Schwartz and Mark Schauer, is now in the 3rd.
So Walberg's new bete noire is former State Representative Pam Burns.
This has the prospects to be a barn burner, with social issues taking center stage. Walberg is a conservative, former pastor, Tea Party favorite. Walberg is a seasoned wedge issue politician who has effectively used abortion and taxes in his campaigns.
Burns is a center-left, business-oriented Democrat and one of the first Michigan politicians to propose a repeal of the amendment banning same-sex marriage and civil unions. Now, there are also some swing seats in the state legislature within the 7th.
So how might a little love from national Democratic campaign funds affect those lower ballot races?
Right. Republicans have a natural advantage in midterm elections. Turnout is typically lower than in a presidential year, but the voters who do turn out tend to be older, whiter, more conservative.
So does a competitive race and all the attention, the money that will be paid to the 7th change the turnout pattern? Republicans start with an advantage, but have more to lose if that's the case. Now, Republicans would also like to avoid expensive, divisive, bitter primaries, but it doesn't look like they'll get their wish.
No. In the 11th district, Congressman Kerry Benevolio will almost certainly face a primary.
Probably from lawyer businessman David Trott. Benevolio in Congress is considered a fluke. He almost certainly would be an asterisk if Congressman Thad McCotter had not imploded last year and left Benevolio as the only name on the Republican primary ballot.
Some Democrats talk about a pickup here, but if it didn't happen last year...
It's not very likely to happen. This is a Republican seat. Also, I predict if the venerable Democrat from Detroit, Congressman John Conyers, does not retire, he will almost certainly face a primary. A true legend of the civil rights movement at 84 years old, he's had to fend off primary challenges in recent years.
And Rick, talking statewide races now, we simply cannot ignore the Republican side of the U.S. Senate race. A primary there has been considered almost a sure bet since Carl Levin announced his retirement. Terry Lynn Land, the former Secretary of State, is the only announced candidate so far.
So far, people are watching to see if Congressman Justin Amash, darling of the GOP's so-called Liberty Wing, jumps in. And everyone is really watching to see what Congressman Dave Camp does.
Indeed, the powerful chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee told Politico he's thinking about it, and he already has $3 million in the bank.
And the capacity to easily raise a lot more. The fact that Dave Camp just might be in puts the brakes to a lot of the fundraising and other organizing that other candidates might be doing. It may be August, but Camp has frozen the field.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Nice.